Devin Hester, the greatest kick returner of all time, is on a football field, and he's standing at one goal line. He's got a football in his arms, and there is a 900-pound grizzly bear at the 50-yard line. And the grizzly bear wants to kill Devin Hester. Can Devin Hester run from one goal line to the other goal line without the bear catching him? The only rule is you have to stay within the football field. Bears can run like 40 miles an hour. Devin Hester can probably run 25 miles an hour. Can he make it from one goal line to the other goal line without getting killed?
Yeah. Let's get stupid.
That's such a good question.
Tim Kirkchin. I know what you were thinking. I wonder if Tim Kirkchin will ask people today if Devin Hester could score a touchdown on a grizzly bear.
Yeah.
900-pound grizzly bear. I'm glad he put the weight in there.
Yeah.
You know how big the bear is. Does that mean it's a... We got to check the...
Is that big for a grizzly bear?
I know. We got to check. So let's get stupid. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. We'll take a break from Transaction Radio. Plenty of that lately about waivers and complicated designations to return. Devin Hester fields, I mean, imagine he doesn't have to hold the football, but whatever.
The average weight is 400 to 600 pounds.
Okay, so that's a very large. In that case, I guess it's slow.
I've got anywhere, it can range, though, anywhere from 180 pounds to 1,300 pounds.
All right, now.
So the biggest of the big are 1,300.
So it's like a linebacker.
Which actually adds up to.
Not a defensive tackle grizzly bear, but like a linebacker grizzly bear.
Yeah.
Okay. Would Devin Hester survive and make it to the opposing goal line? Kirkjian includes in there, the bear wants to kill Devin Hester.
Right. You just need to make sure that
this bear has a motive.
Yeah.
It's not just out there and like, what's this guy running by me for? This bear is ready.
Yeah.
Would Devin Hester, the greatest return man of all time, make it? Answer?
No, he wouldn't make it.
No way.
Grizzly bears are crazy, right?
No way. That bear wants him. Bear's going to get him. End of story.
Yeah. Yeah. And also...
What do we think? We think the lateral movement is like he's gonna put on a move?
Yeah.
A shoulder fake?
I do like there was no inclusion here of any like, oh, by the way, if you make it to the end zone, then you're safe. Because... In reality, what would happen here is Devin Hester would, if he did make it, he makes it to the end zone. Hey, I celebrate. The bear doesn't know... What an end zone is.
True.
You're still toast, buddy.
Does the bear have to wear football equipment? Will it have like bear-sized shoulder pads, a bear-sized helmet?
Yeah.
Not that it would change much, but just be kind of funny.
I think the bear would run him down.
Yep.
Grizzly bears move probably what?
Did he say? He said 40.
40 miles per hour?
40.
I guess by the math, he asks a good question then. The math is pretty close, isn't it? Of whether he would get there first. Because Devin Hester probably was running 20 miles per hour.
All right, next question. Who would have a better chance? The fastest guy or someone like, you know, big offensive or defensive lineman that you might hope, if it's a 600-pound grizzly, could knock it down once and then try to hit a, you know, 4.940.
Wait, what do you have happening?
I'm saying in one scenario.
You're putting what, Donald out there?
Yeah, yeah. Instead of trying to run past it, Aaron Donald, like, again, you're fighting for your life here against this grizzly. He decides, like, I'm going to try and knock it down once and then sprint.
Knock the bear down?
Yes.
No, that's not happening. That's not happening. You could put 5 Aaron Donalds out there. I bet they're not knocking down
that
grizzly
bear. How much do you think these guys squat? He probably squats that weight on a daily basis.
Aren't grizzly bear paws, like, the size of... Their chest.
I mean, it's pretty big. It's a large animal.
Yeah.
For reference, DK Metcalf's full speed when he chased down Budabaker was 22.6 miles per hour.
Yeah, that bear is running. The bear runs past Devin Hester, turns around just to make a point. Like, you think you're fast?
Yeah.
I like how Kirkjian decided to ask the question, the best return man of all time. What does that have to do with anything? Return man doesn't have to get by one guy. He's got to weave through others with blockers. Wouldn't you just want someone faster?
You just want the fastest guy alive ever, right? Like Tyreek Hill would be the guy you want to use, right?
I guess. There's probably a point in here about the three cone or the shuttle. Like, how good is a grizzly going to be at the three cone? These are questions that have to be asked.
I don't. That's good. How do they do in side to side movement?
Maybe a bear doesn't have football speed, huh? There's straight line speed, and then there's football speed.
I think he picked the worst animal imaginable for this, though. I bet that bear can cut. I bet that bear could stop on a dime.
Well, thanks.
Versus, like, if he had like a cheetah. Cheetahs, I wouldn't expect can cut like that.
Cheetah's straight line.
Yeah, that's right.
Cheetah's, yeah.
DeSean Jackson, the cheetah. Oh, DeSean Jackson could move. Marquez, a prime Marquez Valdez Scantling, perhaps. The cheetah. All you can do is run straight. The bear, I bet the bear's moving around. Grizzly bear or polar bear for this, by the way? Is grizzly bear the one to pick?
Oh, grizzly bear's... Okay. Boy, combining all my knowledge of nature shows that I've ever watched, I think it's actually worse to get into one with a polar bear.
Okay. Wait.
It's much more rare that you would
see... To get into a confrontation?
Yeah, it's even worse.
I think polar bears are 25 miles an hour.
Not faster, but just worse.
They're bigger.
You might be able to convince a grizzly to go away, they say, to play dead.
Okay.
I've told this story before. I probably haven't. When I was in Alaska hiking around a park, there was a sign as you entered the park. And it said, I used to have a picture of this sign. I'll see if I can find it in my camera roll. The sign said, you know, the rules are if it's a black bear, you fight back. If it's a grizzly bear.
Okay.
If it's black, fight back. If it's brown, lay down. You're supposed to play dead.
Okay.
The way to get away from a grizzly encounter is to convince it you are dead.
Okay.
And this sign said...
Well, black bear, what? You just like make yourself big?
Make yourself big, make noise, yeah. Throw stuff, punch it, fight.
Okay.
Grizzly, you're supposed to play dead. And this sign said, an actual state park official sign when you walk in, said if you see a bear and it starts to come charge you, lay down.
Okay.
The next line said, if it starts to eat you, fight back. That is a sign going into a park.
Come on.
Yes.
No.
If it starts to eat you, then that is your cue to act.
Come on.
Yep.
No way. At that point, I feel like I would... Imagine having the temperament to the bear... that line wasn't there. What do you think is going to happen if they don't? Guys, we got to make sure we put that line there because, these people, if they just start eating the people, they're not going to know. They're not going to know then to fight back.
They're just on the ground yelling, I'm playing dead.
I'm playing dead. Like, this is going to work. As your leg is getting mauled. Like, this is going to work eventually.
I'm going to find this sign. It's going to be like in my Facebook album from 15 years ago somewhere. I know it. It'll be here somewhere.
Polar bear, meanwhile, I feel like I've heard... some animal expert on a podcast probably once that's just like probably something similar to what you said, like black bear, make yourself big, yell at it. If it's a brown bear, lay down, and if it's a polar bear, just say your prayers because it's probably all over.
Got it. Found the sign. Ready?
You have the sign.
Read the sign. The sign says,
if a bear attacks, fight a black bear. If a grizzly bear attacks, you play dead. If it starts to eat you, fight back.
Yeah.
Come on.
So yeah, I don't like Devin. And in conclusion,
that's amazing.
I don't like Devin Hester's chances.
Oh, I know why you picked Devin Hester.
Because he's a bear.
He's a bear.
Yeah, right.
Did I just miss that the whole time? Everyone else was already... Did he even say it?
I mean, it might not have
been. I thought he just decided to pick a kick returner.
Might not have been totally obvious. What...
He was a Chicago Bear.
What animal/mascot would be the easiest to score on?
A sloth.
Cardinals? There's no team called the Sloths.
Oh, right.
The Cardinals.
A Cardinal?
Well, it's just one Cardinal.
What's he going to do?
Well, it's the Cardinals.
True.
Plural.
500 Cardinals are at the 50.
All right, the easiest to score on, it's not going to be a Jaguar.
Dolphins. They're not going to do very well on the turf.
Dolphins. Yeah, they're just going to be laying there.
Yeah.
All right?
Isn't that what they already do?
They're the only amphibious mascot in the league.
They're not amphibious, but they are mammalian.
Well, they're okay. Sorry, what I meant was, they live in the water,
right?
Marine. Just could have just gone with that.
All right, as evidenced by the conversation, this has been Let's Get Stupid.
The Packers.
Yeah, sure.
They're just some dudes who peck, right?
I mean, depends how. I don't know. Like, are they tough?
Around them.
Are they tough?
They're probably tough, but they can catch us.
Sports Business Journal's Ben Fisher coming up top of the hour. We'll talk about the whole private equity thing in the NFL. And also, I got a notification. I can advance purchase Super Bowl tickets today, apparently. That's great news. Love it.
Do it.
Yeah. Let me tell you the price. Do that when we get back.